WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Schools closed, train derails. I'm Elliot Francis. In Detroit, the union representing the city's public school teachers is urging members to call in sick this morning. Correspondent Gary Cohen reports.
The move by the Detroit Federation of Teachers was announced at a press conference on Sunday. Comes a day after the district's transition manager said DPS will have no money to continue paying teachers this summer without further funding from the state. In March, Governor Rick Snyder signed into law emergency funding that is keeping the district operating through the end of the school year as the state legislature considers a $720 million restructuring plan. I'm Gary Cohen.
More than 20 schools are expected to be closed. Well, a train derailment Sunday in the mid-Atlantic could disrupt this morning's commute for some on the East Coast. The CSX freight train derailed outside Washington, D.C., causing 14 cars to jump the tracks. Crews had to contain leaks of both hazardous and non-hazardous materials. The incident occurred 3 miles from the White House. So far, no injuries have been reported. I'm Elliot Francis. For the second time this month, a Russian aircraft has buzzed a U.S. surveillance airplane. More from correspondent Barbara Starr.
The question now is, what are the Russians really up to? Is all of this happening under direct orders from Moscow, or is it happening because Russian pilots are out there hot-dogging? For the U.S., it doesn't really matter. The Pentagon making very clear it wants the Russian military to stop these unsafe, dangerous maneuvers.
The man who was Prince's chef for almost 3 years says the entertainer was battling reoccurring sore throats and a frequent upset stomach in his final months. Ray Roberts says the singer had recently been asking for food items that were easier to digest. Roberts says it looked like Prince was losing weight and struggling with being sick. Meanwhile, attorneys are taking on the complicated job of dividing up the singer's estate. A probate hearing is set for sometime later this morning in Minnesota. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. That early Sunday derailment of a CSX train in Northeast D.C. will force some commuters to find a different way into work today. Mark Commuter Rail says there will not be full service on the Brunswick line from Frederick County this morning. Trains will stop at Silver Spring. Mark tickets will be honored by Metro for the rest of the ride in. Service on Metro's Red Line fully restored last night. The CSX derailment sent 15 cars off the track, spilling some hazardous materials, but no injuries were reported. CSX officials haven't said how long the cleanup might take. Next year's race for governor of Virginia has begun taking shape.
Former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is ruling out a governor's run in.
And I will be throwing my hat in the ring for governor.
Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart already has the tax ready against his primary opponent, former RNC Chair Ed Gillespie.
He's wimpy. He doesn't fight. And frankly, he's just boring.
A lot of what the Republican Party does in 2017 will depend on 2016.
Political analyst Stephen Farnsworth says they've been in a drought recently, but if they do well this year,
I think that'll make a more compelling case for the conservative candidate. But if the party doesn't do well, there may be more willingness to support a more moderate candidate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An alarming jump in student suicides in Loudoun County has prompted the county school system to increase suicide prevention efforts.
Four Loudoun County teenagers have taken their lives this year, a more than 500% spike in suicides from previous years. John Lodi with Prevention Services tells the school board they did more than 400 classroom presentations this spring about recognizing the signs of suicide.
We use Acknowledge, Care, Tell protocol, teach kids how to do this so we can save lives.
16,000 kids participated in the presentations. Lodi says if they continue this outreach for 10 years,
and we can save one life, it's absolutely worth all the effort.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,774, the NASDAQ at 47,75. Sports, the Nats complete the sweep of the Cardinals in St. Louis. The O's lose to the White Sox, and it's Caps-Penguins Game 3 tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's berries, and I bet your mom will be too. But order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Virginia Beltway, serious crash from overnight. Investigation continues of this fatal incident on the inner loop of the Beltway near Eisenhower Avenue. So if you're heading from Alexandria, say if you're coming across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge toward Springfield, this is you on the inner loop side, they will allow one lane getting by using that left shoulder. So the inner loop, as you approach Eisenhower Avenue, slow wing through that stretch. On the outer loop, if you're leaving Springfield heading toward the Wilson Bridge, your travel lanes are open. Maryland Beltway toward the Wilson Bridge, and if you're heading over toward, say, 50 Greenbelt and College Park with travel lanes open. Had a crash near George Avenue. Looks like all that should be cleared now. Not seeing any delays. 270 out of Rockville down to the Beltway with lanes open. Route 109 just west of 270 at Barnesville Road had a tree down overnight, and they have to block each direction there as they take care of clearing that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Under cloudy skies, some fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms, high around 80. Storms early tonight, some could be severe. Rain late night, low 60. Light rain early tomorrow. Showers for the afternoon, maybe some thunder, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Chantilly, 52 in Frederick, 56 degrees in Washington. People are leaving Puerto Rico and moving to the U.S. in record numbers. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning scheduled for you here. We got all kinds of stuff while you're getting up and getting around, fighting the traffic, overcoming derailments, all kinds of things that are in your commute today. 7:05, Joe DeGenova will join us, legal analyst. 7:35, Ken Cuccinelli. And then at 8:35, to recap all of the fallout from the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and there always is fallout, Emily Heil with the Washington Post. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And today marks the day, 5 years to the day, that Osama bin Laden was wiped from the face of the earth. And boy, what a great day this is to celebrate and honor the great men and the women who supported the operation that finally offed Osama bin Laden. It's a great thing, but we got a question about it. Of course, are we better off? I mean, did it really make a difference? Did it change anything? I mean, sure, it felt good, and it was some pretty good vengeance, and he deserved it, and I'm glad he's gone. And he deserved everything that he got. He deserved more than just a bullet in the face. But didn't we have a false sense of security after the bin Laden killing? Didn't the president and his administration suggest to the American people that, there you go, it's done. Al-Qaeda's gone. Bin Laden's gone. We have no more terror threats. Oh, sure, they didn't exactly say that, but that was certainly what was conveyed. And here we are 5 years later, and we still have the threat of terror. In fact, we've had another terror attack on our soil within the last several months, of course, in San Bernardino in December. And John Brennan yesterday on television said, yeah, we got him, and now we're going to just, you know, we're focusing on the ISIS leader. He's focusing on the ISIS leader, you see. He's not focusing on getting rid of ISIS. There's this understanding, I guess, that if you get rid of the top dog at a terror network, in this case Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, that in some way you have now eliminated the terrorist threat. And that's not the case at all. Do you think that our leaders put too much emphasis on these kingpins, on the top guy, and it's just make Americans feel better, but it doesn't actually eliminate the problem? What do we got to do to actually eliminate the problem? So let's reflect. 5 years after bin Laden, have we actually been more effective in the war on terror and against our radical Islamic terror enemies? Or did we get complacent with a false sense of security that bin Laden was gone, so it's not that big a threat? How are our leaders serving us right now in this very important job? 888-630 WMAL, 888-630-9625. And I guess the way that I set it up there, Brian, was pretty obvious. I think that we put way too much emphasis on these leaders. We made big heroes of it. George W. Bush did it at the beginning of the war on terror, and then he started to pull back from that. And he said, you know what? Killing bin Laden is not necessarily that important. He got a lot of criticism for that, but he was right. It's not that important. Sure, vengeance-wise, it's important to kill bin Laden or get bin Laden, but it doesn't actually solve the problem. It's a much bigger problem than that. That's what I think. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, let me say that I'm glad that bin Laden is dead, and I'm glad that justice was served in that matter. However, this administration, told us when the president ran for re-election that, you know what, bin Laden was dead, and General Motors is alive, and this is what we are running on our campaign on all. And you know what? They even lied to us about Benghazi in order to protect that sort of message that they were putting out there. Let's talk about what has happened since. What we have seen are policies that have been implemented to contain but not destroy ISIS. And so, the bottom line is I do not feel safer today than I did when bin Laden was killed. I absolutely do not feel safer because the policies of this administration have been to contain but not destroy. And because they have left power vacuums in certain places, ISIS has been allowed to go in and establish a foothold. And this administration has not shown the willingness to go after them in a way that will destroy them. I mean, they send a few boots on the ground and they send a few advisors in and they try to identify people who would be friendly to the United States and would work for us in those regions. But they really haven't done what they need to do other than, fly over and drop a few bombs. They have not done anything to actually destroy ISIS. And as a result of that, and because of the policies that allowed ISIS to grow and to strengthen, I do not feel as safe as I did the day that I learned that Osama bin Laden was dead. So, I'm very concerned about this administration's policy. I'm very concerned that we have not done what is needed to be done to degrade ISIS, to destroy ISIS. And you're right. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to focus on going after one or two people because you cut off the head, and guess what? There's another head. There's somebody who immediately rises to take over at the ranks. And that was true with Osama bin Laden, and it was true in ISIS. You hurt them, but you don't take them out unless you go after the entire body of people who are involved in the movement. So I want them to get stronger about it, and I do not feel safer.
Brian, I want, and we would love to hear your impression of that too. 888-630-WMAL. Are we safer now, 5 years after bin Laden being offed? Brian, I've read a lot of, and I'm certainly not an expert on this, but I'm pretty sure some experts are listening right now. I've read many experts and people who understand the war on terror and these terror networks, and they said that I have read, and my understanding is that at the time bin Laden was finally tracked down and killed, he wasn't actually involved very much in a significant way with the Al-Qaeda network anymore anyway. Yeah. He was pretty much in this, forced exile as he was hiding out with our friends the Pakistanis, three blocks away from their version of West Point over there. And by the way, the Pakistanis have never really actually felt any significant repercussions for clearly harboring Osama bin Laden. That's a whole other outrage that everyone should be angry about. But seriously, killing bin Laden was a feel-good moment. It made us very proud as Americans that we finally got the guy who did such horrible harm. But ultimately, didn't make a dent at all in Al-Qaeda, based on what a lot of experts say. Greg in Charlestown, you're up on WMAL. What do you think, Greg?
Hey, Greg, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I think that we're treating the Islamic terrorists like a snake that you expect we kill them all or die if we cut off the head. And that's not what's happening. These people are more like a jellyfish. If you take, we keep hearing statistics that there's like only 10% of 1% of all Muslims are bad. If you take that, there's 2 billion Muslims in the world. That's 300 some odd million Muslims that are bad. I don't know what the answer is. I think they need to keep trying to take off the head, but they need to do more.
Going after the body wouldn't hurt now and then.
Yeah, no, and Greg, you make a really good point that by focusing so much on these, you know, one or two evil people that tend to, you know, influence so many other people and can be the ringleaders of a terror group, it sends the message that, well, it's not a problem with the belief system, it's not a problem with the culture, it's not a problem, you know, with these hundreds of thousands or millions of mostly young Muslim men coming out of the Arab world. No, the problem is just this one or two guys. You get rid of them, and then those other guys, they'll all get a job at the McDonald's or the Subway or the local goat food store around the corner, and then they'll get their life back on track. And that's what we hear from this administration. Now, you know, they just need some jobs and some entrepreneurship.
Well, you know, this is where Washington comes to talk, and Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, has some things he wants to say about this.
Oh, all right.
And we'll hear from him. He actually just called and said, I want to get on that conversation. So we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll start off first. Some foggy conditions around the region, so give yourself enough time as you head out and about. Have a fatal crash on the Virginia Beltway. Investigation still going on. This is going to be leaving Alexandria and heading over towards Springfield on the inner loop right near Eisenhower Avenue. Now they are allowing two lanes to get by to the left. It had only been that left shoulder for a while, but now they've reopened one extra lane. So two lanes getting by inner loop Eisenhower Avenue. On the outer loop at the scene of the crash, nothing blocked and no outer loop delays coming off of the Springfield interchange and heading over toward the Wilson Bridge. Our other Beltway crash is in Montgomery County. On the Beltway outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue around that curve before the exit, do watch. We have some activity there trying to get to the shoulder, but seeing a brief but abrupt delay. 270 off to a good start. We do have a tree down closing 109 in each direction at Barnesville Road. This is west of 270. Peachtree Road is a good alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to rain all week long, really. I mean, just get ready for it. Cloudy, some fog and drizzle today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 80 today. Tonight, thunderstorms early, rain late. A few storms may be severe, a low of 60. Tomorrow, light rain, showers in the afternoon, high of 67. Wednesday, thunderstorms, 68. Thursday, rain, 63. Friday, rain, 63. I mean, carry an umbrella this week. It's just going to be a rainy week. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is now 5:17 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
5:17 on WMAL, and here we are at 5 years to the day of Osama bin Laden being killed, and thank God he was, by those great Navy SEALs that did it that night in Pakistan. Yesterday, Chuck Todd was interviewing John Brennan, director of the CIA, and already we're getting the comparisons of ISIS to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and al-Baghdadi, and here's the exchange.
Bin Laden? Al-Qaeda? Yeah, that's a symbolic move. Al-Qaeda is going to go in the dustbin of history. Same thing with al-Baghdadi? Is he that important?
He's important, and we will destroy ISIL, I have no doubt in my mind. And we have to remove the leadership that directs that organization to carry out these horrific attacks. Bin Laden had very important symbolic as well as strategic significance for al-Qaeda. And it was important after 9/11 that we remove the person responsible for that. If we got Baghdadi, I think it would have great impact on the organization, and
there you go.
It will be felt by them.
But, there you go. That's good. That's good. That tells you exactly. They're setting it up the exact same way. And by the way, Chuck Todd, thanks for, you know, feeding into the narrative there. I mean, you could add, in the question, he said, bin Laden's gone, and now al-Qaeda goes to the dustbin of history. Last time I checked, al-Qaeda's still responsible for killing quite a few people under that name. Tony Schaefer, a man who started the hunt for bin Laden that the days after 9/11 there in Afghanistan, rooted him out of his hole, forced him into Pakistan, and then ultimately culminated with that death 5 years ago. Tony, thanks for joining us and helping us recognize this day.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be a caller. I'm glad you guys let me in.
So give us your thoughts on this discussion.
Well, first, you know, you're setting it up completely correctly, Larry. I mean, look, it's not about a narrative. It's about defeating a network. And these, let me be blunt, clowns like Brennan continue to go for the political exclamation point, but do not actually read the rest of the chapter and how to go about defeating the organization. And that's why what you're saying is completely true. We have to defeat the network. It's not simply going after one or two individuals. It's about an ideology. And people like Brennan are reluctant to even utter the word, radical Islam. And that's the issue. So until we get serious about actually defeating the actual ideology, you're going to see Al-Qaeda's, you're going to see ISIS's, you're going to see this sort of thing, and you're going to have people like Brennan and President Obama and all these other folks who wish to have some level of ability to show the American people that we're making progress, but at the same time, only do as much necessary as to get the headline for purposes of political gain, and it's totally insane.
But would you agree that this administration has allowed an environment to exist where a vacuum, for example, a power vacuum to exist where we have seen the rise of ISIS to the strength that it's at now?
Yes, Brian, absolutely. I was talking to the former National Security Advisor to President Obama on this. He was the guy in charge of the Middle East. And I mentioned a simple fact to him. It's like, hey, how can you guys be so stupid as to not recognize in-state objectives which actually address the very thing you just talked about, the whole idea that we've left ungoverned space? And his answer is, well, President Obama seems to think his strategies are pretty clear. It's like, well, he and you are apparently the only two who actually do see that.
What
you're saying is absolutely correct. There is no plan for filling in the gaps. And where you have ungoverned space is a magnet for terrorist organizations.
That's
so
it's right.
So John Brennan is completely wrong. It's not about getting al-Baghdadi. That's a good beginning, something that will affect their ability to conduct operations. But for goodness sake, it's about trying to get in there to reestablish governance in those places which does not exist and go about defeating the network. Otherwise, we will be talking about this 10 years from now in the same tones we're talking about it today.
What about the recent decision by this administration to send in more military advisors, some 250, bringing the number of people who are working with people who are supposed to be sympathetic to our side of this to around 300?
Well, there's two problems with that. First, we have the CIA-flavored guys fighting the DOD-flavored guys on the ground there. So the rebels we've picked are fighting each other at times, which is not a good thing when you're investing money to, you know, win a war. Secondly, it's a day late, a dollar short. I mean, we've been having these conversations, Brian, on Capitol Hill for the past 3 years, and only now are people starting to recognize that, hey, maybe we should have done something 3 years ago to bring stability to the region, to do something, instead of having to play catch-up. So I don't believe it's going to have much of an effect. And frankly, again, we have a semi-cohesive plan for Iraq that might work. We have no plan at all for Syria, and as long as Syria exists with the way it does, with the chaos we have, ISIS is going to be there and sustain itself.
All right, Tony in Alexandria, who I am told is a longtime listener, first-time caller. Tony, thanks for chiming in on this. We'll continue with this conversation. Bob in Alexandria, wait there. You're next. Traffic and weather also coming up in 3 minutes.
It's now 5:22.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
Hey, have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, right now, call Ackerman, switch your service for free, and start saving today. Best of all, if you switch in the month of May, and yes, we are in May now, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Here's why I recommend Ackerman Security System to protect your home and family. You get reliability, you get expertise, you get 40 years of experience, and it's all they do, security. They do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Guaranteed response time, and you'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. If technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely, arm or disarm your system on the go. You're going to love that. So start your savings today. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please call this number right now. 1-800-446-7096. That's 1-800-446-7096. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that can help. If you or a loved one might have a problem with drugs or alcohol, call us now and talk to one of our addiction rehab specialists about the first steps to recovery. 800-446-7096. 800-446-7096. Let the addiction rehab specialist help you break your addiction before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, take the first step now. Call the addiction rehab specialist at 1-800-446-7096. That's 1-800-446-7096. Addiction Rehab Specialist is a network of independent treatment centers and placement services nationwide.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
It is 5:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're busy early on around the Beltway. Virginia with a fatal crash investigation. Interloop at Eisenhower Avenue with delays growing now before you get to Telegraph Road. So come off of the Wilson Bridge. Keep alert. You'll hit delays up ahead. But two lanes do get by using the left side of the Beltway. Now once you're through there, good through Annandale, Tysons without any troubles. North on Interstate 95. Already in through Stafford and Dale City toward the Occoquan, had the early heavy rush hour through those stretches. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue around that big curve, incident was along the right side, seeing an abrupt delay. So be very careful as you come around from Georgia Avenue for that problem. 109 Barnesville Road west of 270 with a tree down blocking in each direction. And Mark Brunswick trains, just three trains continue to operate and will terminate at the Silver Spring stop. You can transfer to Metro. Check the Mark website for more details there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight. Some could be severe. Then the occasional rain late. Low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It's 5:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
5 years ago today, President Obama addressing the nation and could very well have won re-election that night at that moment with that announcement. And now we're looking back and saying, well, did it really make a difference? And are we better off in the war on terror? Bob in Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. I thank Colonel Schaefer for coming on there. And I agree with him. Anywhere we have ungoverned space is where this will metastasize and get worse. We need to go ahead and let's flip the dogs of war, hit them with everything we've got, unleash the Air Force and our naval aviation on them, and then send in a 1st Armored Division and crush them, and then use our local personnel on the ground to garrison these areas. And our European allies are going to have to step up to occupy some of these areas and put some skin in the game. Otherwise, they're going to have more of what they've had with Paris, Brussels, and various other areas.
Yeah, the enemy's going to continue, Bob. You're absolutely right. And Tony Schaefer said that ungoverned space, he said there's no plan to do anything about this ungoverned space. Here's the thing. There is a plan. The Pentagon has plenty of plans. The White House is ignoring those plans.
It is 5:28.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow. Well, the big White House Correspondents' Dinner was this weekend. We'll give you the highlights, the lowlights, and can you believe that this, in this vaunted atmosphere, somebody drops the N-word in a reference to the president? Shouldn't we do away with the N-word? We'll talk about that after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. That CSX derailment yesterday in Northeast D.C. is going to affect many people's commutes this morning. The MARC commuter rail service says service on the Brunswick line will be curtailed because of the derailment. Brunswick trains will not go any further than Silver Spring today. Metro restored normal service at the Rhode Island Avenue station last night. As to the derailment itself,
over a dozen rail cars were strewn across the tracks at the derailment site, and according to the Federal Railroad Administration, five of them were tank cars. One was loaded with sodium hydroxide, some of which leaked through the bottom of the car, but the leak was sealed. Another derailed car transporting ethanol had a minor leak that has since been contained. The cause of the accident has not been determined, but a federal investigation has begun. Mike Remedis, Washington.
Donald Trump says if he wins the Indiana primary tomorrow, it's all over. Trump was in the Hoosier State over the weekend.
An hour-long rally here in Fort Wayne where Donald Trump promised to bring jobs back to this state, where he also used very harsh words against China, saying it had raped the U.S. economy. And Donald Trump also returning to his usual rhetoric about lion Ted Cruz. Donald Trump slammed the alliance between John Kasich and Ted Cruz, calling it just all part of this rigged political system.
Correspondent Jessica Snyder. Next year's race for governor of Virginia is coming into clearer focus. Over the weekend, former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli said he will not run in 2017. But Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart announced that he will. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,774, the NASDAQ at 4775. Sports, Max Scherzer's best outing of the season so far leads the Nats to a win over the Cardinals. The O's lose to the White Sox. The Caps meet the Penguins in playoff game 3 tonight. Caps defenseman Brooks Orpik has been suspended for 3 games for a late hit in game 2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So, you want your air ducts cleaned.
Coupon for $59 duct cleaning. I thought it was a good deal.
Until, wow, whoa. Seven on Your Side troubleshooter Horace Holmes goes undercover looking for dirt.
Putting air duct companies to the test.
And what he found out
is a dirty business, and you have to be careful.
Could help save you money. Before you cash in that cleaning coupon, watch the great Seven on Your Side duct cleaning test tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after Castle.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
So you thought your timeshare was a great investment, just like you thought dumping your life savings into that dot-com startup in 99 was a great idea. Well, lucky you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today with offices right here in Towson and Arlington. You'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop accident investigation continues. We had this overnight fatal crash, still a lot of activity. This is through Alexandria on the Interloop as you head near Eisenhower Avenue. Stay to the left to get by. They are allowing two lanes to get through. However, as we get into the rush hour here, the more intense the delays become. Just as you come off of the Wilson Bridge, keep alert. Just up ahead is where you hit that stop and go. Now, on the outer loop side, right at the scene of the crash, nothing blocked and no delay. So if you're coming out of Springfield and you need to get over the Wilson Bridge, stick with it. You're okay. 395 wide open right now. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66, no early troubles. Greenway Toll Road. Spoke with crews there. Lanes open, but foggy conditions for everyone this morning, so take it easy. 270 trying to get through Urbana with stop and go out of Frederick. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see some fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll top out around 80. Look for thunderstorms early tonight. A few could be severe. Occasional rain for the late night, low 60. Light rain early tomorrow. Showers for the afternoon. Maybe some thunder, high 67. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Manassas, 54 in Beltsville, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It is 5:37 right here on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, are we glad you did. Coming up on this Monday morning, 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. At 7:35, Ken Cuccinelli, who is heading up the delegate effort on behalf of the Ted Cruz campaign, will give us an update on what happened in Virginia over the weekend, where a whole lot of delegates went Ted Cruz's way. And then at 8:35, Emily Heil of the Washington Post to talk about the Washington White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
My approval ratings keep going up. But, the last time I was this high, I was trying to decide on my major.
Well, that was the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He gave, you know, as he usually does, a pretty good accounting of himself. It was pretty funny. I'll give him that. That's what he does. He does that better than he does actually governance. But nonetheless, he, of course, as you might imagine, in that atmosphere, wanted to take the opportunity to attack Donald Trump.
And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo. Because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground.
So there was that. And then at the end of his speech, he just decided he would, drop the microphone.
And with that, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
And he literally did drop the microphone.
Yeah, there you go.
But much is being said, not so much about what the president said, although, you know, he held his own, but about this guy, Larry Wilmore, who was the entertainment for the night, and I use that term. I'm using, as Chris Plant does, the air quotes here, the entertainment for the night. Because at the end of his rather unfunny delivery, the entire place was groaning. He wasn't really very funny at all, but this was the way he closed out. Take a listen.
Words alone do me no justice. So, Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it, my...
You did it, and that bleep was the N-word. In this setting, the guy said, you did it, N-word. And a lot of people are going, wow, that was inappropriate. That was the wrong place. But you'd be surprised, not everybody thought that that was incorrect. Some people said, especially some African-Americans said, no. Don't limit our ability to use that word. I think, listen, is it time to just say once and for all that the use of the N-word in any setting by anybody is inappropriate? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I certainly feel that way. I don't understand those who believe that it's okay for some people to use it, but not for others. I think we just ought to ban the word. It's just inappropriate in any setting, and especially this one. But what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brian. I really don't understand this double standard that some people in public life and in private life are celebrated for using the N-word. And yet, of course, I think I was raised... and I think appropriately so, that word is completely inappropriate for any kind of discussion. There's so much hate and violence and disgusting history with that word that there's no real redeeming value to it. Unless, I guess, it's if it's a laugh line with a comedian, and a black comedian. That's the important thing. It was really mixed on Twitter, I have to say, amongst people who were prominent African-Americans. Roosevelt Holmes said, I can't believe what I just heard on national television about the President of the United States. That was beyond inappropriate. A singer named Somi, she's apparently somebody famous, said, I was rooting for you, Larry Wilmore, until you dropped the N-word on the president. Alyssa Fox, I really didn't think Larry Wilmore was that funny, and to end using the N-word with the president was not cool, in my opinion. But then other people said, let's see, Angela Davis said, it really was a Negro night, word to Larry Wilmore. And I don't know. I Al Sharpton said that it was in poor taste. But, you know, listen, we know Michael Wilbon, the sports reporter who's on ESPN, he golfs with the president on a regular basis, and he said on television that he uses the N-word every day of his life. So I don't know what to make of it. I think that it's wrong, and I don't understand why social and cultural critics like you and I, Brian, we shouldn't call out people who are in this world who use this word and say, no, you can do better than that, and it degrades our culture, it degrades our language, it degrades our society. That's what I believe, and I think that they should.
It's 542 on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Last week, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the Senate Armed Services Committee that moves made last year in the fight against ISIL have proven effective. One example given by the secretary was that decisions to base additional aircraft and field advisors in Turkey had paid off and increased indigenous force capabilities, improved intelligence on ISIL, regained territory, and increased enemy isolation. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club.
How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, busy this morning. I know commuters never want to hear that, but it's a good heads up to give yourself extra time. We have foggy conditions, wet pavement, and a lot of accidents that keep popping up. Maryland Beltway, topside coming through Silver Spring. First, the outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue had the incident right side. Crews tell me a tow truck is there and everything is confined to the shoulder, but seeing delays going right to that point. And everybody gets up at speed till just as you pass Connecticut Avenue with a brand new crash right near the 355 area, Rockville Pike. Now, let's go on to 270 south out of Frederick. The crash right at the Monocacy. Watch for police direction beyond through Urbana-Hyattstown past 109. Next set of delays. Now, 109 right near Barnesville Road. This is west of 270, still closed in each direction. Had a tree that had come down last evening, so they're still dealing with that. On the Virginia Beltway, fatal crash investigation continues on the inner loop near Eisenhower Avenue. Stay left to get you by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little fog and drizzle to go along with the clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight. Some could be severe. Then the occasional rain late, low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, bringing you up to date on 2016 news. Harrisonburg, Virginia, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, according to Fox News and others, has won the support of a majority of delegates up for grabs at the GOP convention in Virginia.
Wait a minute. Didn't he come in third place in the Virginia primary?
Yeah, he didn't do well, and as well as he could have. And I can tell you that, if there is a second ballot, it looks like there'll be a lot of Cruz people. 10 of the 13 at-large delegates are Cruz supporters.
Yeah, and listen, this was an effort led by Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia, big supporter of Ted Cruz. He'll be our guest at 7:35. He'll sort of tell us how it broke down, but you can hear the complaints, I'm sure, from here of the Trump supporters who say, well, this is shenanigans. Of course, anything that Ted Cruz did in Harrisburg, nothing stopping the Trump campaign from doing the same.
And here's the key line, though, in this Fox News story that I'm reading. It says, Cruz's victory will only matter if he can block Trump from clinching the nomination before the National Convention in July. And here's where we are now on that, because Tuesday is the big showdown in the Hoosier state of Indiana. And there's an NBC poll that came out yesterday that shows Donald Trump up by 15 points in Indiana. The Real Clear Politics average has Trump up by only 4, but this poll does seem to suggest that there's been some movement late, if the poll is accurate, of course. There is that is something to watch. Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, has endorsed Ted Cruz. So far, if this poll is accurate, it hasn't had much of an impact.
Well, I mean, Brian, I guess, I don't know if it has much to do with the Pence endorsement since that happened Friday afternoon. I'm guessing the cake was baked for this poll,
wasn't
it?
You may be right, yeah.
And wasn't there a poll out on Friday that showed Cruz ahead by 16 points, and that was coming out of Indiana?
I've looked at all of the polls. There's about five or six of them, because, you know, right now everybody seems to think a lot of it really comes down to Indiana and what happens there. And there is one poll out of all of the others, which shows Cruz up significantly, but it is only one poll. And so when I say that is figured into the average, Real Clear Politics average, shows Trump up by 4. If that poll is right, then a very dramatic and different outcome, but it's the only poll that I see like that.
We shall see. We shall see. There go the polls.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. By the way, Donald Trump is quoted as saying that, you know what, we're spending all this money in the Middle East, and the numbers are crazy, and we can't afford to be policemen to the world. Then he goes on to say, you know, in fact, I read today where they're very concerned with me overseas, and they feel I'm strong, very tough, and they're very concerned. That's a psychological thing, which frankly is good. Let them be a little concerned. What do you think? Because, you know, actually, I think there's something to this idea that that you want to be sort of unpredictable to our enemies around the world.
Well, yeah, and I don't understand all of these criticisms. You hear from Obama, you hear from Biden, all these world leaders pull me aside. What's going on with that Trump guy? Ex-Defense Secretary Robert Gates just said over the weekend that he's hearing this a lot from people, that they're worried about Donald Trump. I want my foreign leaders to be worried about our president. I mean, frankly, here's the problem. Right now, Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and most of the leadership in the United Kingdom, they are worried about our current president.
Yes, they are.
Because they've dropped the ball up with our allies. I want our enemies and other countries around the world to think that our president and commander-in-chief might be erratic.
I remember that there are similar things were said when Ronald Reagan was running. Well, we're very concerned about this cowboy that you're about to elect president.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Remember? It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Time to check in with El Rushbaugh.
Cafe Gratitude's a hip vegan restaurant chain in Los Angeles, a favorite of Hollywood celebrities. Even Beyonce's taking her baseball bat in there. Now, the owners, Matthew and Therese Engelhardt, are also farmers in Northern California. They raise their own food, which has now caused a big eruption in the vegan world. Last week, animal rights activists lost their cookies over a blog entry the Engelharts wrote a year ago. Now, they had written that after 40 years of being vegetarians and vegans, they were transitioning back to a meat diet. And worse, the couple posted pictures of their freezer, which held beef harvested from cattle on their farm. They also own chickens, which they use for eggs. Now, in explaining their return to a meat diet, the Engelharts said that working their farm taught them that nature does not exist without animals, and neither does natural farming. Matthew said they're not in a soapbox. He said, but you can't buy organic vegetables that are not fertilized with animal residue, known as manure, excrement, poop. Well, when the animal-loving vegans found out about the owners of their favorite vegan restaurant chain were harvesting animals to eat, they had a cow. According to the Hollywood Reporter, they have been subjected to protests, boycotts, and death threats. Mr. Engelhardt says that people have taken up the mob mentality. That's right, Mr. Engelhardt. Even in the vegan community, you will find lots and lots and lots of animal residue, excrement.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. When purchasing blinds, a popular option is to buy them from a home improvement warehouse. There you can buy ready-made blinds right off the shelf. In a recent price shop, a ready-made 2-inch faux wood blind in a very common size was approximately $42 plus tax. At Blindster.com, we sell a comparable 2-inch faux wood blind for just $34 with free shipping. And at Blindster, all of our blinds are custom-made to your specifications, handcrafted, and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks. Plus, for any reason, if your blinds don't fit, we'll remake them in a different size free of charge. All you pay for is the price difference, if any, and shipping. In addition, we have a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a limited lifetime warranty on almost everything we sell.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for Rush listeners only, receive 30% off your entire order. Just enter code RUSH30 at checkout. Go to Blindster.com. That's Blindster.com. Blindster.com.
You know that stomach-twisting mix of anticipation and fear right when you get on a thrill ride? A lot of us get that same feeling when we think about retirement. The anticipation of finally being able to quit work, that's exciting. But there's also the fear of whether or not we can afford to quit. I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. He asked this question, can you afford to retire? Find out by visiting Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. And if it's not, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With pavement and foggy conditions and a lot already going on, take it easy as you're out and about. Some progress, though, being made on the Virginia Beltway crash. Investigation from the fatal overnight accident had a car going the wrong way on the Beltway. Interloop right near Eisenhower Avenue. Looks like they're trying to allow three left lanes now to get by at the scene of the crash. But the delays begin right as you come off of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Everyone from Alexandria trying to get into Springfield, you have extra time to tack on. Now beyond, as you're trying to get to Tyson's, now of a crash that I'm checking out, looks like only the right lane gets by Interloop before you get to I-66, and then it looks like the right lane of the express lanes also blocked with fire and rescue response. Maryland Beltway crash in Bethesda, outer loop near 355 was allowing two lanes to get by. 270 south as you come out of Frederick near 85. Finally, looks like they quickly removed that crash over to the shoulder. So some good news through there. Beyond through Hyattstown, the stop and go as the morning rush hour progresses. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies with some fog and drizzle. Slight chance for showers and storms. We'll get up to around 80. Thunderstorms early tonight and then occasional rain late. Some storms may be severe, low 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 556.
Mother's Day is this weekend, guys. And listen, I got a special offer on roses right now from 1-800-Flowers.com. Moms are really going to love it. It's only available today, though. But if you can get in on this deal, you're going to love it, too. Takes that really important item off your list, which is to take care of mom and your wife and all the other moms in your life. But you also get a pretty darn good deal, especially considering Mother's Day is, again, this weekend. Here's the deal. 12 beautiful sorbet roses. You're going to get six more plus a free glass vase for only $29.99. That's a good deal right there. 40% off the regular price, in fact. And these are beautiful roses. She's going to love them. They're vibrant pink, orange, and lavender roses. Make every mom feel appreciated. And they really stand out from the rest of the, you know, the boring bouquets that are going to be given this Mother's Day. You want to look better than your siblings, don't you? Do this great deal, okay? But it's only available today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from the desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter my name, Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
Lorenzo Cain.
Bouncer towards the middle and a base hit. And it's a 1-1 game.
Has the ring. Bryce Harper.
Harper to right field.
Has the hardware.
See you later.
World champs versus out of this world. Catch everything. Nationals, Royals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on MESN.
Ain't baseball great?
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area. So you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next session starts May 16th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
So, you want your air ducts cleaned.
Coupon for $59 duct cleaning. I thought it was a good deal.
Until... Wow! Whoa! Seven on Your Side troubleshooter Horace Holmes goes undercover looking for dirt.
Putting air duct companies to the test.
And what he found out...
is a dirty business, and you have to be careful.
...could help save you money. Before you cash in that cleaning coupon, watch the great Seven on Your Side duct cleaning test. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after Castle.
Coming up on WMAL.
The government wants your fingerprint to unlock your phone. Should they be allowed to do it?
And Ringling Brothers says, so long to the pachyderms. Will you actually go to a circus where there are no elephants? We'll take your calls. It's now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. That means it's time for the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station.